Pass me not, O gentle Savior, O Lord, hear my humble cry. Oh, while on others thou art calling, oh, do not pass me by, my Lord and Savior, my Lord and Savior, Savior, Savior. Oh, you hear my humble cry. Oh, while on others thou art calling, oh Lord, do not pass me by. Oh, let me at thy throne of mercy, oh Lord, find a sweet relief. Oh, kneeling there in deep contrition, oh, help my unbelief, my Lord and Savior, my Lord and Savior, Savior, Savior. Oh, you just hear my humble cry. Oh, Lord, why on others thou art calling? Please, Lord, do not pass me by. Oh, yes, Lord, trusting only in thy merit, would I seek thy face. Oh, heal my wounded, broken spirit. Save me by thy grace, my Lord and Savior, my Lord and Savior, Savior, Savior. Oh Lord, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, oh, do not pass me by. Oh, the spring of all my comfort, oh, more than life to me. Oh, whom have I on earth
as thou art calling, do not pass me by,
my Lord and Savior, my Lord and
Savior,
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 Savior.
Yeah, my calling, oh Lord, do not pass me by. Shall we all just stand and let's sing? Save you, oh, save you. Yes, my Lord Jesus, yes. Oh, my humble cry. Yes, tonight, Lord Jesus, oh, I honor that thou art holy. Oh, do not pass me by.
Tonight, he will surely, he will never pass us by. He's here tonight to hear our humble cry. He's here tonight to answer to our requests. He's here tonight to meet us according to his riches in glory. Lord Jesus, we thank you for tonight. The Lord, you have made it another grace for us to be gathered together in your house, Lord. Father, we thank you for the day, O Lord, what you have done for us. Our going out and our coming in, Lord Jesus, in our working places. Our children to school and back, Lord. Father, we thank you, God, this evening. Even before the day gets to an end, Lord, you have called us to come to your presence, Lord. Father, tonight, Lord, we surrender and commit ourselves, Lord, into your hands. That, Lord, we know there is for a good purpose that, Lord, you have called us. So, Lord Jesus, let your purpose, O God, be our portion tonight. Through the word that, Lord Jesus, you have ordained for us. That has been preserved all these years, Lord Jesus. Oh, just for us, O God. Father, we thank you for the prophet of our age, Lord. Even through him, O Lord Jesus, you have revealed your word, O God, to us. And that, Lord Jesus, our eyes are opened and we know the Lord. There is a God that answers prayer. We thank you, we bless you. Even as we turn to your word of God, we pray the Lord Jesus, you bless your word of God and made it alive unto us. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. As we are still standing, let's turn to the reading of the word. We will turn first to Michael, the book of Michael. You can call it Micaiah 5:2. And then our second reading will be John 12:20-26. Let us turn to the reading of the word. First Micah 5:2. But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be the ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. Then our second reading, John 12:20-26. John 12:20-26. Let's hear the word of God. And there were certain Greeks amongst them that came up to worship at the feast. The same came therefore to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we would see Jesus. Philip comes and telleth Andrew, and again Andrew and Philip tell Jesus. And Jesus answered them, saying, The hour is come, the Son of Man shall be glorified. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone.
But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it. And he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Amen. What a great words tonight for us. Heavenly Father, yes, we are here to serve you, God. Lord Jesus, the promises that are behind this word, God. Father, we are here tonight to God to receive. Lord, let your word, God, be alive unto us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God richly bless you. May we be seated. God bless you. Tonight I have a topic here, God found in things unusual. Amen. God found in things unusual. And tonight, it looks so that his unusual ways is here tonight. Praise God. And no matter he is the one, he changeth not, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we are just few here. But the thing I want to assure you, my brother, God never looks at the crowd. But he looks at his children. Amen. He doesn't look at the crowd. It's true that many of our brethren, some have traveled, some are in the house looking after the children. Some, for some good reasons, they are not here. But the thing is, God says, where two or three are gathered together in his name, there he is in their midst. So, it is not the crowd. Because one time when Jesus was walking on earth here, there were crowds that many a time follow him. Crowd of people follow him many times. But yet, there were amongst them what? Sick people. There were amongst them people who were in need. But their focus was on different things. Praise God. They weren't focused on him as what? Someone that can deliver. Someone that can meet them according to their needs. And so they missed the things that should have come their way. We could see an example of what? Blind Bartimaeus. Praise God. He was blind. He has heard about Jesus Christ. But who could lead him to where Jesus was? He was blind. So all the way in his heart, he has been praying. Praying. My brother, that is how we got to keep our body. A body of prayer. That there is always prayer inside you. Amen. And in this way, he will surely come your way. When he sees, he said, when the deep calleth unto the deep, there is a deep to respond. So when our body is what? Filled with what? Prayer. He will come our way. It has happened many times. And so Blind Bartimaeus was there. And all that every day, he was praying that when will one of these days this Jesus I've heard will ever pass my way? That was his prayer. That is the way how we need to keep this our body. Praise the Lord. So he was what? Always expecting Jesus Christ that one day he will come his way. And that day came. Jesus came his way. And according to the Bible, it said, he heard what? The noise of a crowd. It's See, crowd following Jesus Christ. And among the crowd, there were many people that were sick. There were many people that were in need. But their focus was on different things. Some because of food. Some just because they want to gossip. Some because they want to what? Find some fault about his life, what he will say. They can never get anything out of him. But among the crowd, he heard only one voice. That the voice of blind Bartimaeus. And he was healed. The same also, we know of that Ethiopian centurion who had come to Jerusalem to worship and couldn't understand anything from what the Pharisees and the scribes. And he was going back home. Nothing. But he was desiring to know the word of God. He opened onto the what? The book of Isaiah and tried to what? Read. And yet he couldn't understand. God had to send someone to him. Because he was desiring to see what? Jesus Christ. Praise God. So, our topic tonight, God found in things unusual. As I've said, There are good reasons that many people are not here tonight. But it looks so unusual. Praise God. But in unusual things, God is there. As long as we are more than two, three here, he's right here. Praise God. So from his word that he has given us tonight, the first one is about Bethlehem. God found in things unusual about Bethlehem. He said, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though thou be little among the thousand of Judah, yet out of thee shall come forth unto me that is to be the ruler. Praise God. Bethlehem, very small village. But yet, God chose this small town to be the birthplace of the Savior of this world. While there were other world, big cities, Jerusalem, the capital, was there. Zion was there. Kadesh Barnea was there. Big cities. But God bypassed all of them and chose only small Bethlehem to be the birthplace. Unusual. Praise God. Looks so unusual. But that's how God works. But he said, anything that is unusual in God, there is something. There God is. Let me read something here from the prophet here. He said, sometimes it's unusual things that God appears. See? Sometimes it's unusual things that God appears. God appears in the unusual because God is unusual. He does unusual things. He appears at unusual times. And he's seen at unusual times. When times you wouldn't think that you would, he will be there. So tonight, even as we look around, looks as if the whole place is empty. But the place where you feel that he wouldn't be there, there is where he is. He is here tonight. Amen. And he said, that's the way. I have said many times before that God usually dwells in unusual manners, unusual places, does unusual things, because he is unusual. Ever who believes on him acts unusual. If you believe in him, you will act unusual. Praise God. The world sees you what? As someone unusual person, because you are not following the trend of the world. You are not following the laid down trends. Praise God. That was how it happened. The Pharisees and the scribes, they missed him. Because their normal trend was that someone like a Messiah to be born or to come amongst them probably will be born in what? In the city. Will be born in what? A very big house. Or he will be descending from heaven on what? The corridors. See? Coming down and introducing himself. I am the Messiah. Praise God. That was the way how the Pharisees and the scribes, they were expecting Christ to come amongst them, the Messiah to come amongst them. But now look at it. Praise the Lord. God choosing what? The tiniest of all towns, Bethlehem, for the Savior of this world to be born. Well, then in Bethlehem, it should have been in what? A respectable what? House. But no, sir. In a barnyard. In this small town of Bethlehem, at least it should have been in a what? A respectable house. But right there also, in a barn house. Praise God. Unusual. But that place where it looks so unusual, that was where what? God was. Praise the Lord. He works on unusual. So we see that right from the beginning, all events that occurred before even Christ was born, till the time he went to the cross, it had always been what? Unusual. Even before he was born, or the time that he was born, look at people, these three wise men, living afar off. And then they saw what? They saw a light. Praise God. And do you know that this light they saw, it appeared also, because when there is a star, we see it what? Everywhere. When I'm in Italy, the way how the stars are, that's the same thing you see here, isn't it? Praise God. So they saw the star also. These religious people, they all saw the star. It was unusual. Because you have been watching the skies all the time, and you know all the positions of the stars. But one day, there appeared one particular star that was overshining all other stars. Very unusual. Yet, religious people of that day could not begin to find out why this star. But rather, some unbelievers, far away someplace, they begin to what? See that, no, this star must be out of some special purpose. Praise God. Amen. So anything unusual, they saw it. They begin to what? Said, let us what? Follow this star. And we know the story. My brother, it looks so unusual. They traveled for 2 years. To come and see what? Jesus Christ. It wasn't just a day. No, sir. It wasn't the same day Jesus was born. That was the same day these three wise men came there. No, sir. The Bible says they came to see what? A baby. They came to see a child, not a baby. Praise the Lord. 2 years. Because it was that time that Herod, when they passed through Herod, see, they They missed the star. See, they left the star to go and ask from man. Praise God, where is the Savior born? And they missed that point. But meanwhile, we could see that that's why we said that it was 2 years. Is because after Herod told them to come back after they have seen the child, they should come back to him so that he will also go and worship him. But God, what? Through an angel revealed to them, don't go, take another course and go back to where you come from. And so it was there that what? Herod made an order that all children from birth up to what? 2 years must all be what? Killed. See? So God works on unusual. He is living on that unusual circumstances, unusual times, unusual places. That's what we see with God. Amen. Bethlehem, the least of all, was what? Choosing. The same thing also, my brother, you and me standing here tonight. We are nobodies. We are nobodies as compared to what? What great, great men of this world. Compare yourself. Whom can you compare yourself to? We are nobodies. But yet, the true revelation of this our time, you are here sharing it. Something that God had preserved that before the great and dreadful day of the Lord, I will send my prophet, I will send my messenger to bring this revelation to you, to turn your heart back onto what? The apostolic fathers. And now, you are what? A recipient of this preserved word. Amen. Unusual. God choosing. He said, that's why he said in 1 Corinthians, he said, you see your calling. That not what? Many great men or nobles or mighty men. Praise the Lord. But God have chosen what? The things that are what? Not to become great things. He has chosen things that are weak to confound things that are mighty. So we see that God, when you look at the way how he works on that unusual way, you look at it and see it as what? Something foolish. But he said the foolishness of God is wiser than man. Praise the Lord. Then we look at our second reading. That these Greeks, the Bible says they have come to what? They were unbelievers. They've come to Jerusalem to worship. They've come to worship. They definitely went to what? The synagogue. They went to the synagogue, all right. Then, maybe when they came out, maybe they went to a cafe to take some tea or something like that. Then they heard something. They heard something about Jesus Christ. They heard that there is this man that can heal all manner of diseases. Tonight he's here. If anyone is sick, he's here to heal. Praise the Lord. They heard that this man can make the blind to see. He can make the cripples to walk. Praise the Lord. And even he can raise the dead. Then they begin to ask themselves, then what manner of man is this? Then why is he not in the synagogue? Praise the Lord. Said, so this man, do you remember? I was there. Just 5 loaves of bread. He fed about what? 5,000 of us. They were saying all these things. These Greeks were listening. Say, my, what manner of man is this? He can walk even on the sea. The storms, the billows, the winds, they do obey him. He is the master of it. Oh, praise God. Say, no, my, we are not going back to the synagogue. We go to look for this man. We go to find where this man is. Tonight he's here. Oh, praise the Lord. Tonight he's here. We go to find this man wherever he is. We go to look for him. So they started looking from one place to another. They go to find this man because what they have heard about this man, no. They couldn't understand why he wasn't in the synagogue. And as this, we have read, eventually they found where he was. They saw one man, said, we will see Jesus. Praise God. As we've come here tonight, is the purpose of what? Not to come and see one another? It's not to come and see my brother, come and see my sister? But we've come to see Jesus. The Greeks also went. They wanted to see what? Jesus. Praise the Lord. And the disciples went. First, they came to Philip. And Philip told Andrew. And Andrew and Philip together, they went to Jesus and said, there are some Greeks that come and they want to see you. Oh, praise the Lord. What should have been the normal? Meeting someone. Someone wants to see you. The normal greetings and other things and introducing ourselves. Isn't it? Normally wants somebody looking for you and he sees you. Oh, you greet yourself and then you introduce yourself. But here, when they were introduced to Jesus Christ, the normal exchange of courtesies didn't come. Praise the Lord. It didn't come. But the message that Jesus Christ spoke that day is still standing today, tonight, for you and me. Praise God. Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die. He didn't introduce himself and said, you are welcome. You've come all the way from Greece. Oh, and you are looking for me. Well, I am the Messiah. I am that Jesus. No, sir, not that way. Praise God. But he never even probably looked at their face, but he spoke straight. He said, this, the hour is come. My brother, the hour is come. The Son of Man should be glorified. We are living in that hour. The Son of Man needed to be what? Glorified. And he's already glorified. We to us, he's already glorified. He said, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die. It's a strong message. Strong message. Strong message. It abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. Praise the Lord. Amen. This message that came out from the mouth of Jesus Christ is still alive tonight. It's still searching us tonight. It's still telling the message behind it tonight. Praise God. Amen. That message is still alive tonight. It said, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth what? Much fruit. He said, he that loveth his life shall lose it. He that loveth his life shall lose it. This is from the Lord Jesus Christ. And he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto what? Life eternal. Praise God. We are here tonight, not caring so much about what? The comfort of our homes. Praise God. God is looking at that. It's your sacrifice to him. That is what we can say, that you hate your own life. But you have given your life to him. You want his life. That's why you are here tonight. So he said, he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto what? Life eternal. If any man save me, let him follow me. Whom are you following? Look, each and everyone here, seated here, everybody on earth here is following something. You are following something. There is something that what stands in front of you or is before you that you value so much. There is something you value so much. And what is it? Tonight, you got to ask yourself, what do you value so much? He said, if any man save me, let him follow me. Whom are you following? And where I am, there shall also my servant be. Wherever I am, that person who serves me and follow me, wherever I am, he is also there. If any man serve me, him will my Father also honor. If you serve the Lord, he will honor you. If you serve him, he will honor you. That is what? That's his word. Praise God. Tonight, my brother, my sister, the question is, whom are you following? Whom are you following? When we look back at what? Our first text that we read. He said, we could see that these wise men, they saw something unusual. In your Christian life, are you seeing things unusual which actually brings what? God in view to you? Have you ever experienced something like that? Anyone that will serve me should what? Follow me. What are you following? Tonight, we got to ask ourselves, what are we following? Now, we see that Jesus Christ, at one time, when he met this woman at Jacob's well, this woman was asking for what? Jesus Christ to give him that fountain of life. Let's see what Jesus told her. He said, if thou knowest the gift of God, and who it is that saith unto thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest what? Have asked him, and he will give thee a living water. Tonight, if we really need the living water, we should what? Ask Jesus tonight. Praise God. We could see that Jesus, God picked what? Bethlehem to be what? The birthplace of Jesus Christ. It was what? For a reason. Though it looks so unusual, but it was what? For a reason. Because we find out that Bethlehem became what? Became the place where they produce the natural wheat to feed the people. And so God found it what? Expedient to what? To bring his son, who is what? The spiritual bread of life, to be born in Bethlehem. That is the revelation. But it looks so foolish. But meanwhile, the unusual place, the unusual things that God do, the prophet said, there is God there. Looks so unusual. But there, when you go through the revelation, you see Christ. It's what? The bread of life. The spiritual bread of life. Right born there. The same also, we remember that one time when David was what? David was thirsty. When he was in what? A fugitive and going around, he has been drinking water from here, from there. But one day, he got so much thirsty, then his mind went to Bethlehem. He remembered the waters of Bethlehem, that if he could get someone to go and bring water from the wells of what? Bethlehem. It shows what? Jesus Christ being what? The fountain of life. Amen. That's why God chose Bethlehem, but it looks so unusual. He is the fountain of life. And so when he met this woman, it is the same fountain that he wanted to give to this woman. And he said, the water that I give to you. When the woman asked him, are you greater than our father Jacob, who made this well for us? He said, this water, when you drink, you will thirst again. But the water that I give to you, it will be in you what? A well of water springing up unto what? Everlasting life. Tonight, he is here to give all these things to us in his unusual way. Praise God. The fountain is still alive. The fountain is still flowing. Praise God. When the children of God were in the wilderness and they were looking for water, the Bible says they ran from one well to another well, but they were all what? They were all empty. Dried up. Praise God. Man dug wells were what? Dried. Anything of man cannot what? Survive. When the season came, the hot season came, all the wells what? Got dried up. But right in the desert, right there in the desert, the unusual place, the unusual place, that was where water gushed out. Praise God. A rock. Look at a dry land and then a rock. Unusual. The wells which were supposed to carry water, there were no water. The wells that were supposed to what? Give the people water to drink, there was no water. Man dug wells, there were no water. My brother, anything of man can never survive, can never live. But God working in his unusual ways. A rock in a desert place gushed out what? The fountain of life. water to feed the people, to give them life. He's that same Jesus. He's that same Jesus tonight. Said, accept a corn. Now let's go to that and see what Jesus really meant to these Greeks. Accept a man, accept a seed. False. It abideth alone. Praise God. You fall and what? You die. Brethren, let us not take our Christian life haphazardly in any way. Praise God. We got to be, we are dealing with what? Our own Creator. He has given us what? A provided way. As the other Sunday we were talking about, he has to leave his own throne and come down to be one of us so that he can be a kinsman redeemer and then show us the way back to the throne. Praise God. Accept a corn of seed, falls and die. The question is, many of us, we got to ask ourselves, did we actually die? Before you get into baptism, this scripture must be your guide. Praise the Lord. Making sure that you are really dead. Praise God. Before you enter into in baptism, you got to take this scripture and make sure that you are truly dead. You are a seed. You are that seed. Amen. And before you can bring forth the same kind of seed in your life, you got to die. But many of us, did we actually get to that point of death? Sincerely. Tonight, if anyone has already gone into baptism, but has seen that his life or her life has gone another way around, my brother, my sister, get yourself back again to the Lord. Amen. Get yourself back to the Lord again. And this time along, make sure that you are like this seed that Christ is talking about when he told what? The Greeks, that except a corn of wheat falls into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it will bring forth much fruit. That is the word of God. If you truly die, you truly died, you will surely come out with something to prove that you are what? You really died before you entered into what? The baptism. Praise God. Let us watch these things closely. It's because we never died. We were still alive. And maybe got ourselves into baptism. My brother, come back again. My sister, come back again. The Lord is still there. His arms are opened to receive. Said, Lord, help me. I want to get myself what? In line. If you don't die, you abide alone. But if you die, you bring forth what? Much fruit. It is all because we love our life. And he said, if you love it, you lose it. If you love it, you lose it. These are ways of life. But if you hate it, you keep that life onto what? Everlasting life. Tonight, these Greeks, they wanted to see Jesus, as we also wanted to see him tonight. But Jesus, why he said that? You cannot just come and see and say, Jesus, I want to see you. That is not the way we see Jesus. He was trying to tell them the way to see him. If you want to see him, you need first to die. That was all what he wanted to tell them. Because if he had introduced himself to them, oh yes, I am that Jesus. I am that Messiah you are talking about. Ah, we've heard that you can heal and oh yes, yes, it's me. It will not save them. It will do them nothing. That's what the prophet is saying here. He said, what did he do here? He pointed them to that great truth. He pointed them to what? That great truth. How to see him. How to see Christ. They could not see him in the way of eternal life. You see, if you want, we need to see him in the way of eternal life. But just going, just coming to church. My brother, my sister, it is not enough. It's good you have come to church. But are you come to see him? How? You go to die. Die to yourself. Die to the things that are what? And not of what? God. Then you can see him in his eternal life. But if not, you just come, said, just like you come and you see your friend. That's all. There's nothing, it has done nothing in you. It has changed nothing in you. But if you've come confessing your sins, if you come believing in him, if you come and surrender your heart, your thoughts, your mind, everything to him, believing that he is your creator, then you will see him. Except you die. Praise God. He said, just he standing there, he was a man. If he had introduced himself to him that, oh yes, I am the Christ. I am the Messiah you are looking for. He has introduced himself to them as what? A man. Praise God. As a man, it will not save them. So he has to give them the great truth. And the great truth is to die. The great truth is to die. Then you can see him in his eternal life. So that that eternal life also will be your portion. Tonight he is here. He is here. Let us just see him in his eternal life. By way of what? By way of if there is anything, just say, Lord, I've done this thing in my life has always been my problem. Are the things that besets me. But Lord, tonight, I want to die to it. I want to die to it. These things run through my thoughts. See, though you don't commit them, but the things that run through your thoughts, your mind, is still the same. Like you have done it what? Physically. Praise God. What things that runs through your mind and your thoughts and your heart? Tonight,
Just tell him, die to it. If you want to see him in his eternal life. If not, then you come here to come and see just like what? You come to see a man. And that's all. It did not save you. He has shown us the way to the throne. Praise God. He has shown us the way to the throne. Let's follow that way to that throne. And there is no other way than the way that he went through. And we need to follow that. This message is life. This message is life. We need to appreciate him that all among the people he has chosen you and me. Amen. To receive this truth. We must be grateful to him. We must be grateful to him. Tonight you've come. You have a request upon your heart. There is something you want to ask him because we are here to pray. There is something in your heart you want to ask him. But the question, first thing, make sure, confess to him. If there is anything that is in your life that is what? Giving hindrances and obstacles between you and your God, throw them, put them away. Confess to him. Ask him, Lord, help me. The Lord will take you off. Amen. You want to see us die. There is a fountain flowing with his blood. Gina, can you come? Let's sing that song. There is a fountain. There is a fountain tonight. There is a fountain filled with his blood. Can you get us this song? There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. Oh, when sinners blood beneath that flood flows your guilt is dead. Lose all your guilt is dead. Lose all your guilt is dead. And sinners run beneath the blood, lose all their guilty sin. They die in the rejoice to see that fountain in the I do violently wash my sins away. Wash my sins away. Wash my sins away. Oh, and may I do violently wash all my sins away.
dying, thy precious blood shall never lose its farm till all there are some church of God are saved to sin no more. Oh, are saved to sin no more. Are saved to sin no more. Some church of God are saved to say no more. For since by faith I saw the stream, thy flowing wounds supply. Oh, redeemed love has been my team and shall be I die and shall be till I die and shall be still I die. Oh, redeemed love has been my team and shall be till I die. Then if a noble sweet song I'll sing thy part to save. When this poor little sin's trembling tongue lies silent in the grave, lies silent in the grave, lies silent in the grave. Ooh, when this poor little spinstammering tongue lies silent in the grave.
Brothers, tonight we see our God. He works on the unusual. He's because he's an unusual God. Tonight, look at us. As compared to the world, we are nothing. It looks so unusual that God has to call you and me to receive this truth, this great truth, that except we die. Except we die. Many a time when we come to our prayer meetings, it is not only to come and bring our requests, asking for job, asking for documents, asking. It's good, it's important. We need to place those things before him. But the thing is, we need to always examine whether between we and our Lord, there is nothing. We need sometimes, that's why Peter said, I have to bring you to what? Remembrance. Though you know, but we need this kind of remembrance. Our God, he works on an unusual way. That's why you see us. You see us, we are nothing, but yet God has given us this great truth. That's unusual. Which we must also show our appreciation to the Lord. We must also open our hearts and our thoughts and our minds and make sure that our life is in line with him. Because the prophet says something here. He said, it isn't like walking to the altar and giving the minister your right hand. Neither it is like going into the pool to be baptized or standing with what? A shell to be sprinkled on. It's walking into a light that you have never witnessed before. It is an anchor of divine faith that calls anything contrary to the word of God as though it wasn't. When you reach that height, anything that is contrary to the word, you are not part of it. Your life will never be part of it. He said it puts a new life into you. If you will surely die tonight, just ask yourself, really, oh Lord, I see some specks of life in me. I want that speck of life, oh Lord, to die completely in my life. He said it puts a new life in you. It gives hope to the dying. It gives courage to the weak. It gives healing to the sick. And it gives blessing to the unfavored. If we die, praise the Lord. He said, how wonderful it is to step into the light of his presence. Tonight, step into the light of his presence. Step into the light. Step into the light. Step into the light. Search yourself tonight. Is there any still a speck of life? The life of this world is still in you? Is there something that still makes you really, it tells you that you are guilty? If you are sincere to yourself, you see the voice of God telling you that you are guilty here. And so why don't you listen to the still small voice which tells you that you are guilty here and say, Lord, it's true. I surrender. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me, Lord. Brethren, the word of God is true. The word of God is true. And we have a God. We have a God. Look into this book. As you are still praying, as you are still meditating, look into this book, written many years ago, and it never came by the will of man. But holy men of God, as they received from what? The mouth of God. They put this word of life word of hope, word of grace, word of love. Together into this, which all come together to become Christ Himself. Just imagine these words here in this book. The things in them are still being fulfilled in this our day. Could it be the knowledge of man? Books that have been written by men, they have their time. They have their time. But this book is still alive. This book is still alive. Lord, be merciful. Lord, be merciful. Lord, there are many tonight that are down on their knees. There are many that are standing that have opened their hearts, Lord, to you. They are confessing, Lord, their shortcomings. Lord, meet us, Lord Jesus. Meet us, O God. Meet each and every one, Lord Jesus. You know the heart of everyone. You know the heart of everyone tonight. Lord, meet each one according to Lord Jesus. How, Lord, they've surrendered to you tonight. Lord, be merciful. We know you are a merciful God. Parents, pray for your children. Pray for your children. Pray for your wives. Wives, pray for your husbands. Our little ones, as they are coming, that the Lord will protect them. The Lord will protect them and keep them to grow, to love Him, to grow, to serve Him. Pray for the church. Pray for the church. Pray for a brother. Pray for a sister. Lord Jesus, tonight. Tonight, Lord Jesus, we see you, O God, in your unusual ways. You appear at unusual times. And tonight, Lord, we want to see you in your unusual ways. How you do your own things. That it goes over the head of the world. They don't see it. Because of the simplicity of it. It goes over. It goes over the head. But Lord, tonight, as many that, Lord, whether willingly or unwillingly, are here tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, let your fire of deliverance, Lord, come upon your children. Lord, I plead by the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, be merciful. Lord, let your spirit, O God, bring down all other spirit contrary, Lord. Lord Jesus, tonight we came to see you. And you that knows the secrets of every thought and the intents of every heart, Lord, we came believing that, Lord, we are coming to receive from you. Lord, your word has admonished us tonight that except we fall and die. Lord Jesus, we pray that to God, these words of life, Lord, this truth, great truth, as you told the Greeks, Lord, tonight we are holding on to it. Father, as many that, Lord, tonight have found some specks of life in their life, oh God, and they wanted to die, Lord, let the Holy Spirit take over. Let the Holy Spirit take over, Lord. Every sincere heart here tonight, Lord Jesus, we lift them up before you. The Lord make that life perfect now. Make that life perfect now. Heal every wounds, Lord. And let life, oh Lord, grow now. Lord Jesus, we pray, oh God. We want to serve you, oh God. We want to be where you are, Lord. We want to stay, Lord, under the secret of your tabernacle, Lord. Lord, we bring this church before you. That the Holy Spirit of God, we know, is greater than all other spirits. Is greater than all other spirits, Lord. Sweep over this church, Lord. Establish your own house, Lord. Amen. Where, Lord Jesus, your presence, yes, will bring to naught all other contrary spirits in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. That will bring under subjection all are the contrary spirits. Amen. Lord, we want to see the Holy Spirit at work now. Amen. We are looking, O Lord Jesus, at the day of Pentecost. The seed that went on the ground, that died, is that same seed that has shut up to this moment, Lord, in this our life. The church that was planted in the beginning is the same church tonight. Amen. Where sin could never enter, Lord Jesus, we cry, oh, tonight, Lord. It is your own house. It's your own house, Lord. Establish your presence, Lord, amongst us. Establish your presence, Lord, in this church. Even as we remember, Lord, our pastor who has traveled, Lord. The Lord Jesus, you strengthen him. Strengthen him, Lord. Strengthen, Lord Jesus, the deacons. Amen. Strengthen them, Lord. Amen. Every work in this house, Lord Jesus, we bring, Lord, under the Holy Spirit. The ministry, we bring them, O God, under your ministry. Lord, tonight, we thank you, O God. Thank you, the Lord. You looked around the whole world and you chose us to be partakers of this revelation. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, Lord Jesus. Keep us, Lord, by the word. Let us live by the word. Tonight we commit as many that were able, not able to come, Lord, into your hands. The Lord, let your Holy Spirit touch them wherever they are. We commit our children, Lord, into your hands. Father, we cry, O God, for their lives. The world is gone rotten. We don't want them, Lord. We don't want them to be in that rotten world, Lord. Father, protect them. Protect them, Lord. Protect them, Lord Jesus. Tonight, Lord, you have heard each and everyone. Every supplication that has come out tonight in this house, Lord. Amen. By faith, Lord Jesus, meet each and everyone. Amen. The desires that, Lord, they've placed before you. Father, meet each and everyone. Amen. According to your riches in glory. Father, let's live here knowing that, oh God, you've heard us. That the things that, Lord, we have laid tonight, the life that is still, the specks of life that is still in there, O God, that we want it to die, O God, let it die. Let it die tonight completely. With the Holy Spirit taking over now. In the name of Jesus Christ. As many that have confessed tonight, receive in the name of Jesus Christ that God has restored. God has restored. God has restored. And that Lord Jesus, we pray that the Holy Spirit will keep those things, Lord. That it will never turn away again. That you will make us peerless, Lord. That nothing can move us, Lord. Oh, from your loving kindness, Lord, that we stay, O God, under the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Bless your people, Lord. Bless us, Lord, tonight. Let us stay, O God, with your word, O God. Let the life in it, O God, be seen, O Lord Jesus, that the world will see of the truth. There is a living God. Amen. We thank you, we bless you, Lord. Bless our way back home, O God. Amen. And the Lord, we commit Friday into your hands. We commit Sunday into your hands. We commit all meetings, Lord, into your hands, Lord. And every home, Lord Jesus, bless every home, O God. Bless every home. The needs of every home. Individual needs, Lord Jesus. Provide them, O God. We thank you in the blessed name of Lord Jesus Christ. God richly bless you. God bless you, as many that believe. God bless you. God bless you.
Sing the chorus, something keeps holding me. Something keeps holding me every day I see, helping me faithfully to overcome my trials.
Announcement.
Guiding me constantly, giving me victory. Is a reality. Something keeps holding me. Oh, something keeps holding me every day. I see, helping me faithfully to overcome my trial. Oh, guiding me constantly, giving me victory. It's a reality. Oh, Jesus keeps hope.